no one's perfect, even if we secretly believe they are. So if you've been struggling and failing to keep it all together, you're in good company. Women today are pushing harder than ever to do it all and break through their personal limits. But what if we're pushing in the wrong direction? Join a growing movement of women exploring their boundaries as opportunities. Be empowered by their experiences to create a best life that reflects your expectations and no one else's. If you're ready for a different kind of podcast, then you've arrived. Welcome to Woman of Valor. This week's episode is sponsored by Fashionably From Baby Wearing. Avi Herman is a professional baby wearing consultant who promotes the benefits of baby wearing for both babies and their parents. She offers private consults worldwide via video chat, where she helps you choose the best baby carrier for your needs and teaches you how to use any baby carrier easily, comfortably, and confidently. Watch Avi get honest and real about motherhood on Instagram at fashionablyfrombabywearing and mention Bariana or the podcast to get 10% off your first consult. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast, formerly known as the WOV Life. Yes, we have changed our name. We are now officially the Woman of Valor podcast, as you heard in our fancy new jingle. So the question might be why, and Barry, why is it that when we start any new season, you decide to make changes? Because I'm crazy, okay? But wait, there's a method to my madness, okay? Let's go. You know when you feel nails on a chalkboard type situations? That's what I would get when a people called this podcast, called WOV, Wove. Okay, let's just say that again. Wove. Hey, Barry, how is the wove? Hey, Barry, are you still woving? No, guys, stop. Please, my ears, they're bleeding. No. Not happening. Also, too many times I got the question, what does WOV stand for? So when I would answer, people would be like, oh, that makes sense, thanks. And then other people would be like, seriously, you couldn't figure that out yourself? So let it just be really simple for everybody here, okay? Welcome to the Woman of Valor podcast. See, in the beginning, episode one, a long, long time ago, on July 4th, 2018, I wasn't really sure where this podcast was going. And I proposed a question of if the Woman of Valor still exists, or can the Woman of Valor exist? And I've come to the realization that she does. She is here. She is in all of us. She's just might be buried in a pile of responsibilities or anxieties or insecurities, but she's there in each and every one of us. And it's our job to uncover that through many different processes and with self-love and self-care and with many, many different things. But I digress, which I do very often. Anyway, bear with me as I go back to back to back to back to back. Why? Because I'm exhausted. Why are you exhausted, Barry? Well, as you guys know, we took a little bit of a break from last season. A few days after, approximately 5 days after we took the break, ba-ba-da-dum, welcome baby boy Mel Mitzman to the world. Okay, so here we go. We got a newborn baby boy, thank God. And we have our beautiful daughter who is still under the age of 2 years old. So as you can imagine, the amount of sleep that I am accumulating consistently is very inconsistent. Or virtually non-existent. I should be a poet. I'm a poet and I didn't even realize. Okay, here we go. See, this is the problem. My brain loses the process. And whenever I'm talking to somebody and my brain kind of just shifts and I look at them, I truly believe that some of my brain cells were passed on to my children in utero. So that's why they're missing. It could be the exhaustion. It could be balancing all the things. But I really think that science needs to look into this because I really think that I'm on to something. Okay? one of the side effects of losing those brain cells, according to my theory, is a lack of filter. And people saw that on my Instagram stories on my personal account because I just had a field day. I'm like, you know what? Let's just talk about whatever, okay? And people were loving it and laughing at me. They're like, you got so funny. I'm like, no. The filter just came off, people. This is what happens when my sleep needs are not taken care of. And people really seem to like it. So I kind of debated on like whether I should purposely sleep deprive myself. But hey, I already have two under two. Even if I tried, I wouldn't be able to sleep as much as I would like to. So yeah, anyway, took a break. Now we're back. And honestly, I'm not excited. I've been trying to pump up on social media. I've been trying to pretend like I'm super excited, get the hype up. But I am super duper nervous to be back. And I'll tell you why. See, I started this podcast less than a year ago, and I had no idea where it was going to go. And I remember the night before it was being launched, I was shaking. I was nervous. I actually got on Instagram Live just to schmooze about it with the homies, with the Insta homies. And I had a friend of mine, Talia, come on and schmooze with me. And she was like, why are you doing this? And it's going to be amazing. And you're doing it for the right reasons. And I'm messy crying, ugly crying on live feed. Thank God it didn't get saved. And whoever was privy to that not so fine hour, you're welcome. And I was just nervous about it being a flop. I was scared that it was going to be released and nobody would listen. And thank God, you know, a few dozen people listened. And then after that, a few more dozen people, and then a few hundred people, and more episodes kept churning out, and there was a buzz about it, and there was a hype about it, and it became really cool. Let's be real here. Like, thank God. What was that? Wow. Okay. Moving on. That just sounded a little funny. Anyway. It got a buzz and started becoming pretty successful and pretty well known. It was very cool. I found myself in New York, I think in August or something like that. I lost track of time. Anyway, I opened up this, I was in some store and some woman comes up to me and she goes, oh, hi, are you Barry Mitzman? And I was like, yeah, I'm waiting for her to say, I follow you on Instagram, like I always get. But she's like, I listen to your podcast and I recognize you from the picture on your podcast. I just want to let you know you're doing a really good thing. And I was just like, hi, what's your name and can I hug you? Like, it's very cool to be in this position and to be blessed to do something like this. And don't think that this is something that is profitable or things like that. It's not. There's time that needs to be invested to podcasts. There is money that needs to be invested to podcasts. It's a wholehearted investment. And if anybody wants to start a podcast, I recommend that you are fully passionate about it, because if not, it might burn you out. It's definitely an investment that won't give you a tremendous financial return unless you become like top charting on Apple Podcasts. And if you do, have me on your podcast. Okay, thanks. Anyway, by the end of season two, there was such a hype. There was such an excitement. I had some amazing, incredible guests and I had people sharing about it and recommending it to their friends and random people emailing me about an episode that they liked or whatever it is. And then I had to stop. I had to take a break. I had to give birth to a baby and stay in bed for a bunch of weeks to recover. And I feel like it lost momentum. there's no factual evidence for that. I just emotionally feel like it lost momentum, despite the fact that I have people messaging me on a weekly basis, telling me, asking me when the podcast is coming back, or telling me that they can't wait and they need something for their commute or anything like that. This is just me and my own fear. So of course I psychoanalyzed myself, as I usually do, saying, Barry, what's holding you back? Because see, I was having a very hard time setting my tuchus down to record, okay? I found every excuse in the book not to record. Mind you, the podcast is being released. I'm currently recording. It's Monday. The podcast needs to be uploaded within 24 hours for it to be ready for you guys on Wednesday. So this is me really forcing myself, even though it's very hard for me. So again, psychoanalyzing myself, Barry, why are you feeling such dread? Why are you so apprehensive about relaunching? And the answer is that I'm scared. I'm scared of two different outcomes. Okay. Here's the first fear. I am afraid of failure. I'm afraid that the podcast has lost momentum. I'm afraid that it was cool and it was great and that's nice, but now it's over. You had your moment, Barry. Just, I hope you enjoyed it while it lasted, and it's over and it's done. Goodbye. Shalom. Peace out. That's one type of fear that, you know, can't get any better than this, and this is where it peaks. Have a nice day. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. The other type of fear I have is the fear of success. You might be like, what? Fear of success? Nobody's afraid of success. Yeah, no. There are people that are afraid of success. And I'm one of them. I think that I might be scared of what happens if this podcast becomes more successful. Does that mean that I will be looked at more? Will I be scrutinized more? Will people think that I'm more capable? Do I want people to think that I'm more capable? Do I want this to actually be successful? Do I want to become a familiar name and a familiar face to more people? I don't know. I don't know. And sometimes there's just plain fear. Fear of the unknown. What's going to happen next? I have no idea, and it's not in my control. And that just stinks. Okay? I'm a believer. I am a person of faith. I believe in Hashem. I am an Orthodox Jew, and I believe that Hashem is in control of every outcome. And you know what? I don't know what I want the outcome to be. And not knowing the outcome, sometimes it's like, why? Just tell me what's going to happen. I just want to know. I don't want to deal with this right now. This is just not something that, you know, just not on my radar. Just not something I really want to deal with, you know? But that's really not how life works. And it's scary. The fear of the unknown, I think, is one of the scariest things for me personally. And it's weird because I think a lot of people are under the impression that my confidence levels are where they should be. And I grew up extremely, extremely insecure, with a lot of self-confidence issues. And I've resolved many of them. Many, many, many of them. Thank God I've been able to work on and improve, become stronger and more confident in many areas of my life. When it comes to things that I'm passionate about, that I'm investing my all into, those are the scariest things for me. And those are the things that I am most fragile about. And those are the things that I'm most insecure about. I turn into that little girl who just did not believe in herself and did not believe that she could accomplish
And now that I am accomplishing, maybe I'm just afraid that I'm not going to be able to continue accomplishing. I feel the only reason I'm talking about this out loud is because I truly feel that I am not alone in this mental process. I think that so many of us want to do things and have a fear of not succeeding, but also have that fear of succeeding. What if this is my peak? What if I do this and then I can't get any better than that? What happens then? How will I feel about myself? What will I do then for the rest of my life? You know, like if this was my highlight, will everything just feel meaningless after this? So it holds us back from doing things that we can and that, frankly, generally we should do. So I'll tell you, on Sunday, aka yesterday, as I am recording this on a Monday, I got an email from somebody I've never spoken to before. She said, "Hi, my name is so-and-so," insert a woman of valor's name here. "I live in, you know, general tri-state area, and I love your podcast. I really love what you're doing. I love the service that you're providing for women and so on and so forth. And I wanted to know if there was another method of donation other than PayPal, because on my Woman of Valor website," which is still the WOV Life, because it's way too complicated to change a website name. I don't know if it's even possible. I'll ask the husband later. Either way, she asked if there was another method of payment other than on the website, because on the website, it's just PayPal. And I was really moved. And something she said, besides for the donation, she was like, "I understand that this service takes time and it takes effort, and it's really amazing what you're doing. And I was listening to your episodes, and I was kind of just binge listening, and I heard that there was an opportunity to donate, and I would really like to." Just hearing from somebody that they wanted to be a part of the future of this podcast, because I was so stuck in a rut of the past. You know, it was so successful in the past. Like, I don't know what's going to happen to it in the future. But there was somebody who decided that it was worthwhile for them to invest in the future, in my future. It really hit me, and it really touched me. And I was just like, you know what? I just got to knock this out. And even though I had a specific topic that I was going to discuss this week, I just couldn't bring myself to do it. And I don't know why, but I truly believe that there is someone out there who will listen to this episode and feel what I'm feeling and know that they're not the only person that feels this way. That's the whole point of this. You are not alone. If you think that you're the only person going through something like this, I highly, highly doubt it. I remember going to the doctor for a condition, and she examined me and everything, and she was like, "I want to tell you that you're special and that you're unique, but looking at your case, you're not special." I thought that was like the best line, and it stuck with me for years. You are special in your own way, but in many and most of your struggles, you're not alone. You're not the only one who is feeling like they're less than, like they can't, like they shouldn't, like they won't. I don't know. Insert any other contraction word in here. You know, this podcast is all about being real and sharing real experiences and real thoughts for the purpose of inspiring other people and educating other people and letting them know that struggling and overthinking and fear and stress and all of those things are normal and are not unique. to any specific person or any specific situation. But to know that anybody, I guess, believes in you or believes in your future can really change things. You don't even have to believe in yourself to know, to move forward. Just knowing that somebody else does, it helps. I mean, of course, I'm an advocate for people to learn to believe in themselves and push themselves. You know, like cue Rachel Hollis's books right here. You know, like pump up, you woman. Yeah, girl, you could do this. Great. We don't always feel that way. I would love to be that pump up girl. I would love to give that rah rah sis boom bah type of pep talk right now. Sometimes you just can't. And that's okay. I don't want to pretend like I know what the future of this podcast is. I don't want to pretend like I'm so confident in it and that it's going to continue to be amazing, because that's not me. That's not real. Right now, I've seen success. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what's going to happen, and that's okay. And I'm very lucky to have listeners like you guys who send me love and appreciation and messages. And one of those fears is also maybe that'll go away this season. But that can't stop me, and it won't stop me. I can't hold myself back because of fear when I know in my gut that this is something I should do. If you're afraid of doing something, yet you know in your gut it's something you should do, just do it. Just forget about the fear. I'll tell you right now, in my mind, all I'm thinking while I'm speaking to you right now is, Barry, nobody's going to want to listen to this. Why are you wasting your time? This is probably the worst episode you've ever created. What is wrong with you? Are you going to redo this? You got to redo this. Come on. This is not up to par. This is not up to standard. This is really how you're going to start season 3. You're not going to start it off with a bang. So many of us have these negative thoughts in our heads. Thinking about it in the psychological perspective, we can think of it as, you know, our insecurities getting at us. Thinking of it from a spiritual perspective, we can think of it as the evil inclination. The evil inclination doesn't necessarily mean that its job is to get us to sin. Sometimes its job is to prevent us from progress, prevent us from growth, not only to backtrack us, but maybe to just stop us in our tracks, to have us stop from moving forward. So many people ask me how I'm able, or how I was able, to stay positive through mental health struggles or chronic illness like Lyme disease and things like that. And I said, you know, I really pushed through because I believe that the mental health struggles and the physical health struggles are just ways of hindering me from achieving my potential. It's a test. I see it as a test. Somehow, when it comes to insecurities and when it comes to these voices, it's not as easy for me to say. It's not as easy for me to say that it's a test from actualizing my potential. But in truth, it is. For all of us who struggle with feeling like we can't and use that as an excuse to not achieve our goals or to avoid trying something scary, it's just the evil inclination trying to prevent us from doing something amazing. And that something amazing doesn't necessarily mean, you know, let's say for the podcast, it doesn't necessarily mean thousands and thousands of more downloads. For that, it can mean one person living in the middle of Yahuppetsville, Nebraska. Don't look that up. It's not a real place. Listens to this episode that I'm feeling so uncomfortable sharing and I feel so about. And it resonates. And that woman then does something that she's not necessarily comfortable with and gets her on a path that she really wants to be on. And that's beautiful and that's amazing. I think one of our problems of measuring success is the aftermath, what happens after. But I think, and yeah, you know what? I think that success is just that first step, is actually doing it. Actually doing what it is that scares you. You know what? I'm going to say this out loud and I'm going to say it to myself after this is published. It's not the numbers that matter. It's not the success that matters. What matters is that I did it. It matters that I did it. I did not want to do this podcast. Still don't want to do this podcast, but I did it. And that in itself is success. I personally want to thank that girl who sent me that email, who reached out to me, and I was so touched. I asked her if there was anyone that she would want me to dedicate an episode to, and she mentioned that her incredible grandmother passed away not too long ago. So I would like to not only dedicate this podcast episode, but dedicate the effort that needed to be taken and the exertion and the overcoming of my fears and those voices to be in her honor. So in memory of Chaya Bas Yosef Hirsch, Chaya, the daughter of Yosef Hirsch, may we all just do it. Do it and tell yourself, success is not the aftermath. Success is doing it now. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Woman of Valor podcast. Make sure to subscribe at thewoblife.com as well as on your favorite podcast listening app. Follow us on Instagram at Woman of Valor podcast.